おはよう、東京。
さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here. Who is in the studio with us today, Yoshi?
さくら。
イェーイ。ただいま。
おかえり。It's been so long.
Yes. Finally, I'm back.
We missed you. Where have you been?
え、なんだっけ? Swimming with the sharks?
Yes, you look very fit.
Yes, I know.
Well, now that you're back, maybe we'll get some law and order restored around here. It's been a wild west. Are you ready?
Yes.
So, Sakura, what's going on?
Sakura-san?
Yes. Okay.
Peter-san?
We've had a campaign.
Yes.
The honorific suffix campaign.
Good idea. Call me Sakura-san.
I was thinking Sakura-sama, but if you're happy with san, okay.
Whichever.
And what are you going to call me? I'm looking forward to this.
Peter-kun. Peter-san.
Well, I think since you're so much older than me, I think
Kun
is all right. Yeah, go with Kun.
I don't think so. I think I should call you Peter-san and Yoshi-san.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yes. There.
All right.
Right.
Well, we are back. Mm.
Survival phrases number 21.
And this will be part two of our ongoing directions. Mm. And considering we get lost a lot, we might spend a few more weeks or years on this topic.
good idea.
And Yoshi, you're awful quiet today.
Yes. I'm missing my VAM.
VAM, ne?
VAM, hi.
Now, Sakura, I cannot tell you. It is so great to have you back. We have a great dialogue for you, which Sakura wrote here. And you know what? I think we're going to take a picture of this and put it up on the net because Yoshi. In English, we say chicken scratch, you know, like where the chicken claws the ground and letters appear.
Mm.
What would you call this, Yoshi?
It's written in shokei moji.
Wait, give it to us one more time.
Shōkei moji.
Okay, and what does this mean? Anyone?
It's ancient letters, characters, that's more like pictures.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, this is actually hieroglyphics or picture writing.
So a couple hundred thousand years ago, someone can read this.
Right, so I know my writing is terrible. 失礼ですね。Very rude. Hi.
Okay. Anyway,
let's get on to today's lesson. Everybody's waiting.
Sorry about that. Okay, but before we get into today's lesson, we want to talk about the Learning Center. Now, inside the Learning Center, every class comes with quizzes.
Right.
Now, these quizzes help reinforce what you learned. Inside the PDF, there's supplemental material, but inside the Learning Center, there's quizzes. So today's quiz will be a map with listening directions, and you can choose the right answer.
Mm, good practice.
Good practice. Mm. With the dialogue transcribed in there.
Right.
And Sakura's going to do it all.
Sorry.
This is an amazing feature. This is practice for many people are aiming for the JLPT, the Japanese Language Proficiency Test.
Yes.
These questions are specifically designed to train you to get you ready for this test.
Yes.
Sakura's taking level 3 this year. Yoshi's going to do it. What level are you going for, Yoshi?
Like 5?
The new level, which hasn't yet appeared yet. Come down to JapanesePod101.com. Sign up for a 7-day free trial. Check out the quizzes. Again, the material in there is designed to get you ready for these tests.
Right.
Okay. Long opening, but we're going to make it up to you.
Right.
Okay, Sakura, let's start off. What are we going to talk about today?
Directions again.
Again. Now, last week we covered the most basic question. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be in the middle of space and ask this question. If someone speaks Japanese, you'll get kind of a direction. Mm-hmm. But we want to get it down a bit. We want to condense the area. And we also want to talk about places. You know where you want to go, but you just don't know how to get there. When you ask the question, where is the post office, like we did last week?
郵便局はどこですか?よしさん、もう一度お願いします。
はい。郵便局はどこですか?
Now, this is a broad question, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next post office can be the next town.
Mm.
So, first we want to introduce a question that kind of condenses the target area.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we'll use the post office. Yoshi, can you give us that question?
郵便局は近くにありますか?さくらさん、もう一度お願いします。
郵便局は近くにありますか?
Is there a post office nearby?
Mm-hmm.
Now this nearby construction makes everything a lot easier. You don't want to go looking for a post office. If you ask where a post office is, and there's not one for a mile, and someone happens to know,
mm-hmm.
I don't even think I can get the directions. I don't even think a Japanese person could get the directions.
So, right.
Right.
So that's why we're going to go with this one. So let's get a little more practice with this. Sakura, can you give us the phrase without the first part?
近くにありますか?
Close by, nearby. Now, that's the phrase. In front of this, we attach the destination plus magical wa.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the sentence. Let's try a few. Sakura, bank.
銀行は近くにありますか?
Now, Yoshi, how do we answer this question? Is there a bank nearby? If there is?
はい、あります。
And if there's not?
いいえ、ありません。
So you know that you're going to have to look a bit more for the bank.
Right.
Or you're going to have to look in a different area.
Right.
Okay, let's do a few more examples. Yoshi, train station.
駅は近くにありますか?
はい、あります。
Bus stop.
バス停は近くにありますか?
いいえ、ありません。
Taxi stand.
タクシー乗り場は近くにありますか?
はい、あります。
Okay, so you get the idea.All right, some very useful information in there. Bus stop, station, place to catch a taxi. Now that we have that covered, let's move on to asking about going to a destination you already know beforehand. Up until now, we covered you don't know where anything is. So you want to go to the post office, but you don't know where the post office is. So you would say,
郵便局はどこですか?
Or this week we gave you,
郵便局は近くにありますか?
Now we want to give you another expression.And this one kind of covers it all. It asks these two questions, plus says you want to go there. All in one. Now, to make this sentence a little easier to understand, why don't we use a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
The Sakura Hotel.
Ah.
So, how do we say, I want to go to the Sakura Hotel?
Sakura Hotel に行きたいんですが。吉さん、もう一度お願いします。
Sakura Hotel に行きたいんですが。
I want to go to the Sakura Hotel.Again, similar to the other expressions, there's fixed parts in this sentence. So, Sakura, can you give us the fixed parts?
に行きたいんですが。よしさん、もう一度お願いします。
に行きたいんですが。
And what comes before に is the destination, the place you want to go.
Yes.
Sakura, can you break down the parts of this sentence? Now, first we have a particle. What particle is that?
に。
And that's saying to.
Yes.
The place where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
What comes after that?
行きたいんですが。
I want to go. And the conjugation of this is beyond the scope of this lesson, but this phrase means want to go. Combined with the particle, I want to go to, and the destination, which actually comes first. And what comes after this?
んですが。
Okay, what is this expression? One more time.
んですが。
What does this expression do?
It softens your request.
Yes. Instead of saying, I want to go here, it's more like, I would like to go here. You're
yes.
softening it.
Mm-hmm.
You're softening the thing you want to do.
Yes.
So it makes it much, much more polite.
Yes.
Now, can you break down the fixed part of this sentence?
に行きたいんですが。
And one time fast.
に行きたいんですが。
Yoshi?Can you give us the expression?
Mm-hmm. に行きたいんですが。に行きたいんですが。
All right. Now, we're going to give you a short dialogue using this. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
すいません。上野公園に行きたいんですが。
少々お待ちください。こちらが地図です。私たちは今ここです。まっすぐ行って、3番目の信号を左に曲がって、まっすぐ行って右側にあります。
どうも、 ありがとうございました。
Oh, Yoshi. So where were you from this time?
I'm from New York.
All right, give us the conversation one more time. Normal Japanese, Yoshi. Everyone's out there copying. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
すいません。上野公園に行きたいんですが。
少々お待ちください。こちらが地図です。私たちは今ここです。まっすぐ行って、3番目の信号を左に曲がって、まっすぐ行って右側にあります。
どうもありがとうございました。
Wow, a lot in there. Pretty tough directions. Okay, let's start off with the first part. Sakura, give us the first line.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
Welcome.
Next we had?
すいません。上野公園に行きたいんですが。
Excuse me, I would like to go to 上野 Park. The word for park being?
公園。
Then we had?
はい。少々お待ちください。
This is an extremely polite way to say, wait a moment, please. Then?
こちらが地図です。
In many convenience stores and shops, in addition to the police, what's the word for police box?
交番。
At these locations, if you ask to go somewhere, usually they'll take out a map and show you where you are and where you need to go. And I've done this many times in a convenience store, over 20. So I felt bad a few times, like there was a line behind me, but they still took the map out and showed me. So... The convenience store is my recommended place to get directions.
Right.
Okay. And the word for map is?
地図.
Next we had?
私たちは今ここです.
We are here. Now we had the word for I, which is?
私.
And the word for us is?
私たち.
Now we had the word for here, and that is?
ここ.
And what's the last word we had?
今.
Now.
Now.
After that was said?
まっすぐ行って。
Go straight. Again, last week we had this.
三番目の信号を。
New phrase. And what does this mean?
The third signal.
Yes, the third traffic light. At the third traffic light?
左に曲がって。
Turn left?
まっすぐ行って。
Go straight?
右側にあります。
It's on the right side.
Yes.
All right, and this is a real conversation that yes. would happen or happens every day in Japan.
I think so.
So, we ran quite long today. Now, the transcripts, line-by-line transcripts for this will be in the Learning Center.
Right.
Questions, more questions about where you're going, how to get there, with the map
yes.
that you can choose the multiple choice for, just like you would have on the JLPT with the audio file, accompanying audio file, will be there.
Right.
Plus, inside the PDF, we're going to have the vocab that was introduced today.We had a few more, but we don't have the time to get into them today. So stop by the Learning Center, see what's going on. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and welcome back, Sakura.
ありがとうございます。
What a happy day.
おかえりなさい。
ただいま。
See you tomorrow.
また明日ね。
またね。